Well, I saw the footage over the weekend, and it's just horrific. And nobody who could possibly do something for that elephant could possibly kind of turn away and not do whatever we can. So here at Whipsnade, we're happy to do whatever we can. And if it means that Anne comes to Whipsnade, then we'd be delighted. Lots of hurdles to get over, but we'll do whatever we can for her.
Where is she now?
She's in a circus. Circus site near Peterborough.
I mean, have you seen her for yourself, physically seen her yet?
I've not seen her, but my vet specialists have been up to see her, and certainly some of my colleagues have seen her in years past.
Because she's been around, I remember speaking, I've spoken about her before on the programme. I'm surprised that even now her home, her welfare has not been taken care of.
There is absolutely no excuse in terms of not being able to care properly for an elephant. You know, whatever circumstances the elephant is in, whether it be in a logging camp in Thailand or whether it be in a circus in the UK, you can still give good quality care to your elephant, and need some quality care.
Well, I think it's very gracious of the Whipsnade to try and step in. But it's not definite that you'll get her, is it?
No, it's not. I think the important thing is that the experts in elephant care and welfare, those of us who keep elephants in zoos and who know elephants, are all working closely together to decide what would be the best thing for Anne. Because we have to think about the herd that we have at Whipsnade, what's right for them, what's right for Anne. So all the experts are talking, and we will do what we can for that elephant.
So it's literally not just a case of sending a van down, putting her on the back of a lorry somewhere and bringing her up to Whipsnade, and that's done. It's far more complex.
Increasingly complex than that. We have to be assured that Anne is, one, healthy to travel. And the indications are, to be honest, is that she's probably not healthy to travel at this time. She may need some intensive treatment even to be able to rescue her from where she is. But we also have to check her whole health. She may have some sorts of infections which could injure or could infect our elephants. So we have to be very careful, and we have to assess her. We have to assess her very carefully, both her physiological and psychological state, because any integration with other elephants will be a very long, very difficult process. And Anne is a very sick elephant.
She's sick, but also being battered, kicked and stabbed with a pitchfork. It's just, it beggars belief.
It's unbelievable that anybody could treat any animal, whether it be an elephant or whatever, in such a way. It was horrifying to see, and there is no excuse.
And all this is happening, and your offer has come at a time when I think you're having or about to have your annual zoo inspection?
We're actually having our annual zoo inspection today. As soon as we finished our phone call, I'm back out with the zoo inspectors.
I'll let you go there because I know you're in a rush. Look, David, the group Animal Defence International has been to Downing Street about this elephant, and today it just seems that elephants are one of those animals we love to love.
We absolutely are iconic creatures. They are immensely wonderful beasts, both in size and character. And we owe it to them, to every single individual elephant, to make sure that they get the best care.
David, pleasure talking to you. Let me know how you get on, because if you are able to bring it to Whipsnade, I'd like to follow the progress along the route. I just think it's fascinating trying to transport an elephant. I'd like to come along and just be part of the whole process, just to see how it goes. I think it's a remarkable story, and I think what you're trying to do is to be applauded.
Thank you very much.